Nashville Church, Elmshaven, St. Helena, California, September 24, 1907. To the Nashville Church, I was instructed that the church militant is not the church triumphant. The light of truth must shine to the ends of the earth. More and more light will come to the one who follows the light God sends. The one who truly represents the character of Christ will not be self-important in his bearing. Christ will be looked to as the head of the work. A great work will be done through men who have a living connection with God. There will be an onward and upward movement. The attention of statesmen is being called to the condition of the colored people, and by some, the national laws are being studied in the light of Bible requirements. Ere long, we are to have a closer view of the conflict that is before us. The workers in our institutions, the members of our churches, should now be cleansing from their lives every wrong principle, that they may be prepared to meet the emergency when it comes. I copy from Testimonies for the Church 8:34. The message must be given to the thousands of foreigners in these cities in the home field. I cannot understand why our people have so little burden to take up the work that the Lord has for years been keeping before me, the work of giving the message of present truth in the southern states. Few have felt that upon them rested the responsibility of taking hold of this work. Our people have failed to enter new territory and to work the cities in the south. Over and over again, the Lord has presented the needs of this field without any special results. I have sometimes felt that I could no longer bear the burden of this work. I thought that, if men should continue to neglect this work, I would let matters drift and pray that the Lord would have mercy upon the ignorant and those who are out of the way. The cities of the South have been long neglected. Light that has been given me in the past has been repeated concerning the work to be done in New Orleans, in Memphis, and other cities. Yet how little has been done! I encouraged Brother Washburn to feel that if the call came for him to engage in ministerial work for these needy cities, he should regard it as the call of the Lord to him. Brother Staines has purchased land near to Nashville, where he is erecting a school for the colored people. This will answer the present needs until the way is made more plain. It would not be wise to start too many enterprises at one time and then find ourselves unable to carry them successfully. The Huntsville School must be finished, and students from that place fitted to take hold of the work of educating their own people. It is not merely the American people, but those of other nationalities who must be reached. The Lord has laid responsibilities on all who know the truth to work for those who are out of the way. Volunteers should be called for who will go forth and by practical work get an education that will make them true missionaries. Christ sent out his disciples two and two, and as they labored for the spiritual uplifting of the people, their own temporal necessities were supplied. Those who go forth to labor in Christ's name in these days will be provided for by the same power. Let none, by word or act, hedge up the way of any who desire to go forth into the field. The Lord has a controversy with his people, because, with all the light they have had, with all the messages of warning and encouragement, they have not done 100th part of the work that God expected of them. The Lord will not be satisfied with anything short of entire consecration. He expects those who claim to be his children to come out from the world and be separate, separate in their principles, in their characters, in their pursuits. True children of the heavenly King will never condescend to take advantage of a brother. Why should they, when they have such prospects for the future held out before them?